And we're here in Portland, Oregon, where tomorrow is primary day as our election road trip continues. And even though there's only one candidate left in the race on the Republican side, there are three names on the ballot here: Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and John Kasich. And because of that, says political scientist Jim Moore at Pacific University, we may actually learn a lot about how voters are feeling tomorrow.
Well, I think Donald Trump is going to win, but here's what we're looking for. As the Republican elites are fighting over whether or not they should endorse Donald Trump, it's clear that the people, the voters, are thinking different things or maybe the same things. So Oregon, which is a closed primary, only Republicans can vote, we're going to see, does Donald Trump get, say, 50, 60% of the vote, or does he get 80, 90% of the vote? If it's 50, 60%, that means that the voters are just as split as the elites are over whether or not to endorse Trump. If it's 80, 90%, that means the voters have made up their mind and the political elites have got to come behind him.
What do you think turnout is going to be like?
We're looking at turnout right now probably in the low to mid 50% range, which is really good compared to other primaries across the country. For Oregon, it's high good, but it's not going to be a record.
And is it, again, a situation where you've got all these new Trump voters coming in and that's what's boosting turnout?
Well, it's interesting because we don't see evidence of new Trump voters coming in. This is kind of the old Republican voters saying, well, here are my choices. What am I going to do? And the evidence of that is that we've seen a lot of new people register and a lot of unaffiliated voters switch parties because you can't vote for a party unless you're in one. And that's been primarily Democrats that have done that, like a factor of 7 to 1 going over there. So we're not seeing that huge rush of people coming in to vote for Trump or against Trump, for that matter.
Who are Republican voters in the state of Oregon? Are they more liberal in general, Republican voters, or does it mirror Republican voters in other states?
It mirrors Republican voters in other states. There's kind of two flavors. So there's the more rural voters. So they're concerned about guns. They're concerned about land. They're concerned about all those things, about an overreaching federal government coming in. So that's their big concern. They are, interestingly enough, in favor of immigration reform because they work in agriculture and they know they need the labor. Then there are the suburban Republicans, and the suburban Republicans here, like in the rest of the country, more social conservatives, more willing to have something like abortion or gay rights be the center of your political life, that kind of thing. So a more religious tilt in that realm.
Hello?
When we knocked at the door at the Trump campaign headquarters in the Portland suburb of Tigard, there was no answer. One campaign sign had been ripped off the door, another defaced. When staff and volunteers finally did arrive, the system they had been using to call thousands of voters in Oregon wasn't working very well. But 29-year-old volunteer Robert Person was ready to try anyway. He was supporting a camouflage Make America Great Again hat and a couple of tattoos on his arms. I asked him why he was moved to help get Trump into the White House.
I was attracted to Mr. Trump starting in the summertime.
And what was it that attracted you to his campaign?
My attraction to Donald Trump's very much foreign policy based. I'd say with, you know, the Middle East on fire, all the problems in Western Europe, this refugee crisis, etc. I think with the way Hillary Clinton handled foreign policy as our Secretary of State, I wouldn't want her hands at the helm as president. And none of the other Republican candidates speak to me. I was actually a non-affiliated voter prior to this election cycle. So I switched over to the GOP because Oregon has a closed primary system, you know. So I switched over to a registered Republican for the first time ever.
So who did you vote for in the last election 4 years ago?
I'd voted for Obama twice previously.
And then you decided to become a Trump supporter?
Yes.
By the way, how do you feel about your Obama votes now? Do you regret them or are you happy about them?
That's a difficult question to answer because then I'd have to like hypothetically think about both a Romney and a McCain presidency. But I'm disappointed in the way President Obama's handled foreign policy. So, I guess you'd put that in the regret category.
So as you have been calling voters, have you found that people are excited to get on board or do you have to do some convincing with them or what are you?
I'd say it's a mixed bag. A lot of time you'll get someone who's a hell yeah Donald Trump supporter. You get hangups. You get it's a mixed bag. But there's definitely a lot of enthusiasm for Donald Trump.
Paul Steger also came to volunteer. He's a retired computer repairman, but unlike Robert Person, he did vote Republican in the last two presidential elections.
I've seen Mr. Trump on TV for a number of years, and he just impressed me with his personality and character. So as soon as I found out that he was going to be running for president, I got on his website and put my name and email in on and let him know that I wanted to help out.
Do you like all of his policies?
I might not agree with all of his policies. Politically, I'm kind of maybe center-right, so I'm not a full right-wing conservative type, but I'm more a social liberal, but conservative economic.
So give me one of the policies that you like and one that you don't like from Trump.
I like the fact that he stands up for America, Americans and American values, stands up for the common working person. I'm big on that.
Is there one that you wish he would change on?
I can't think of any. There's ways to moderate, you know, his stand, and I know he's a good negotiator, and that's one of the things that draws me to him. I have faith in his decision-making abilities.
What you're saying is basically that some of the positions that he's taken, maybe he'll eventually moderate them, but he's starting out saying, I want this.
Right. My faith in his character transcends any particular issue.
At a high-rise office tower in downtown Portland, you'll find another wing of the Republican Party in attorney Ron Saxton, who ran for governor twice, most recently in 2006. So you worked on the Bush campaign and then the Kasich campaign. What are you doing now?
Now I'm just mowing the lawn and taking care of my grandson.
You're not working on the Trump campaign?
I am not.
Why not? Are you supporting him?
I'm just staying out of it for now. I think it's time to watch how this unfolds.
Are you going to vote in this election?
I will be voting in this election.
You will vote in this election. Are you voting for Clinton? Are you voting for Trump?
I've got months to decide that.
Well, I mean, people may find that interesting, though. You're the former Republican candidate for governor in this state of Oregon, and you're not willing to get behind the current Republican nominee. Not that you're alone in that. There are certainly a lot of people around the country on the Republican side who feel the same way that you do. But can you help us understand why?
Well, I think it's no different than others. I was an enthusiastic supporter of Mitt Romney 4 years ago. You've seen both of the Bushes. You've seen Mitt Romney. You've got McCain, I think, all saying they want to sit this out and watch and see what unfolds. And that's where I am.
And in the general election, do you think this is going to be a state that's in play?
No, I think this is probably a state Hillary wins pretty big unless something happens between now and then. If Hillary gets in trouble, you know, something comes out with emails or what have you. But, you know, Trump is so unpredictable. I don't want to just completely rule him out. But today, I think Hillary would win big in Oregon.
Has the party here changed a lot since you ran?
Yeah, I think it's changed a lot over the last, you know, it used to be Mark Hatfield, Bob Packwood, Tom McCall, Dave Frohnmayer, Norma Paulus. I mean, lots of Republicans who were pretty progressive folks. It's evolved from there to now where we haven't elected a Republican statewide for a long time. And I think that's because the party has lost that broader grasp of what's important to Oregonians.
The man in charge of the party these days in this state is Bill Currier, chair of the Oregon GOP. He doesn't endorse candidates before the primary, but I asked him what he thinks of Trump.
What do I think of him?
Yeah.
I think he's a game changer within the Republican Party. I think that there are some sort of outstanding issues that the party internally needs to reconcile in order to, you know, sort of make that shift. He's an outsider. You know, he's always been considered an outsider, not being in the political realm beforehand and being a business person. So I don't think that means that he couldn't be successful. I would say that he's going to have to work a little harder in Oregon to earn the popular vote in the general election in November here in Oregon. I think folks want to see that he's addressing the concerns of Republicans. And that sentiment is pretty prevalent here in Oregon.
Concerns like what? What do people think he's not addressing?
I think that there are maybe some questions, for example, regarding adherence to the Constitution, protection of constitutional issues like the First, Second Amendment, the protection of people's right to protect themselves as defined in the Constitution and as understood by Republicans.
You're saying you don't think he's a pro-gun Republican?
I'm saying that he probably hasn't yet articulated how, a policy position on that addresses the concerns of Oregon Republicans.
Is there anything that he's said that really turns you off so far?
Well, as a party leader, I try to stay completely neutral. I think that he's made some statements that have been very strong. He's spoken his mind. He's spoken very bluntly. Many people appreciate and like that. On the other hand, there are some folks that say, look, you're going to have to speak in a more presidential manner if you're going to appeal to a broader audience. And so there's sort of that balance that he's going to need to find.
Bill Currier, chair of the Oregon GOP, speaking ahead of the Oregon primary, which is tomorrow. You're listening to Here and Now.